Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
The Olympics from Pyeongchang wrapped up last night. Excuse me, Pyeongchang, correctly. As I said, NBC knew it was Pyeongchang, but they insisted on calling it Pyeongchang because they said it sounds cleaner. Can't just change a city's pronunciation. Anyway, the Olympics wrapped up. Winter Olympics. U.S. finishes in fourth place overall in the medal count. 9 golds, 8 silver, 6 bronze, for a total of 23 medals. Norway, number 1, 39 medals overall. Germany in second with 31. Canada, you know the Canadians are, come on, they gotta love the Winter Olympics, man. It's like they were born for that stuff. You know, they finished in third place with 29. So the Winter Olympics in Korea are history, and they had the big closing ceremony last night. Pass it off to Beijing for the Winter Olympics in China in 2022. By the way, wasn't one of our gold medals curling? It was. I think that was the first gold medal we've ever won in curling. It might be the first medal, period, we've ever won in curling. So congratulations to the curling guys. Still don't understand the sport, but it looks fun anyway to see with that broom and everything. But one of the big stories, of course, from the Olympics is the terrible ratings. They really, really did not very well at all. So many people did not watch the Olympics, and they're scratching their head trying to figure it out. One of the things people are suggesting is much of the politicization of the Olympics, the comments between the athletes and even some of the commentators and everything. That's one of the things. Also, the time change. You know, it's already tomorrow there, or it almost is, you know, in that part of the world. So that messes up things a lot, too. So this is probably going to go down as the lowest viewed Olympics in history. A lot of people were saying, I'm looking at the comments online, a lot of people saying they were actually watching the coverage from other countries, streaming it. If you could do that, if you know how to do that, they were watching it from other countries, and they liked it better than NBC's coverage of the Olympics. So there's a lot of hand-wringing going on in the NBC offices this morning as to why people weren't watching their coverage of the Olympics. And if you want some real fun, you go online and look at some of the comments people make. Somebody suggested, hey, why don't they make them all compete nude, like in the first Olympics in Greece? That would up the ratings. Yeah, it would certainly add a new dimension to curling, don't you think?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.